Okay, let's start. Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, thank you for coming to this repeat session. We are sorry about the morning thing. Couldn't get you all in, but fortunately, we all got this repeat session. So I'm really glad to have you all. And let's talk about building Windows 8 line of business apps. My name is Kushal Shah, and I'm a Senior Program Manager in the Windows team. And today, we are going to talk about the business applications as Windows Store apps. Essentially, when we talk about the Windows Store apps, we like to categorize them into two buckets. Number one is your consumer apps, about which you have heard a lot, I'm sure, in the last 3 days. And then there is the business applications or the line of business applications that will be used by your employees for the business purposes within the organization. And that's my focus today, to talk about these business applications. And the objective is that to demonstrate that powerful line of business applications can be Windows Store apps. Can I just get the voice a bit down? Yeah, thank you. The way essentially we had done this was we had this first overview session, the one I'm repeating here, where my job is to convince you that, yes, line of business applications can be Windows Store apps. And then we did another session immediately afterwards, the key technologies for line of business apps. I'm sure some of you got to attend that as well, where we dug a bit deeper into understanding how you can use your existing systems, how you can use your existing data, authorization, et cetera, for the line of business applications. So today, we'll talk about this overview. And I'm sure you will be convinced by the end of it that there are some scenarios where a Windows Store app for your business makes sense. But before I do that, this happens to me, even right now, I was talking to a few of you, and even in the morning, I talked to, I think, 10 people, and nine of them said, "I want to understand what are my deployment options." So even, and this happens to me in the last 1 year, I've been talking to so many partners, and even before we start talking, the first question is, what about the app distribution? The IT managers, that's his biggest worry. So let's get that elephant in the room, and then we will talk about the line of business applications. So essentially, for your business applications, there are two choices. Number one, let's go through the store. You know the store model, just like consumer apps, there is a category called business where you, as an ISV, can upload the app there and then can work with your enterprise organizations and say that the app is available in the store. These are the credentials specific to your organization and for your employees. And we will work out a volume licensing, say, agreement where it is essentially the organization and the ISV can both come to know how many machines are using my app, how many users are using my app. I can get all that data. And based on the volume licensing agreement terms, the organization pays the revenues to the ISV. So that's a known model of how to go and upload that and get it to the employees through the Windows Store. We know that very well. But just a second. But apart from that, we also have a new model or a different model because we understand that not all your applications need to go through the store, especially like your internal application. Or maybe it's an extremely secure application that you absolutely do not want to get through the store. And for those purposes, we have something what we call as sideloading. Now, in the case of sideloading, again, there are two things here to consider. Number one is you can say, "Hey, it's just one app that I want. I'm a very small business. I just want to get it on my employee's machine, one or two employees, one or two devices." Great. Enable that machine, whether it's a Windows RT Pro, Windows RT, Windows Pro, or if it's enterprise joint, if it's an enterprise SKU, great. Enable those machines for sideloading through a few simple steps, and you run the add apex command, simple PowerShell script, to get that app onto the employee's machine. So as simple as that. So you have not gone through the store, so you do not get, of course, the content compliance or anything, but you have, without going through the store, in a few easy steps, got the app on your employee's machine. That's number one. But we are a big organization, and I am the IT manager, and I like to be in control. I like to know which devices are enrolled into my organization, which employees are using my which enterprises, which employees are using which apps. And then when the time comes, I might want to unenroll the device and get all the remote wipe all those apps from that employee's device if he leaves the organization, or in the case of theft or loss. And for those reasons and for those scenarios, we offer the management tools that you know and have been using till date for the desktop applications: System Center Configuration Manager and Windows Intune. So these are the two. I'm sure all of you are familiar with System Center Configuration Manager. So you get that management infrastructure, and just like the way we have the Windows Store, a very familiar model where the customer goes into the store, searches for the app, and installs it on his machine. Similarly, here, that System Center Configuration Manager, or Windows Intune, which is at the back end, offers a front-end client, what we call as the self-service portal. So imagine, I am an IT organization. As an IT manager, from the back end, through SCCM or Intune web portal, I'll say, for this organization, for this specific group of people, I want apps A, B, and C. For this employee, I want apps A, B, C, and D. And then at some particular time, I want to send updates for applications D, E, F. Complete control through the management infrastructure that you know and have been using till date for the desktop applications. And again, this exists for both. It's your x86-64 machines or your Windows RT machines. For both of them, we provide this sideloading capability. Simple PowerShell script or elaborate management the way you want to do it and have been doing till date for your desktop or web applications. So I'll quickly take one question. Sorry about that. I just want to finish that part.
Are there
No. So the question was, are there any restrictions for the app package itself, whether you are going to go through this deployment option or through sideloading? No. The answer is no for that. So I'll just take one more question because I want to finish, and then I'm ready to stay as long as required.
Yeah, just to clarify, though, if we do it for our own store, we're not subject to any of the getting approval?
No, absolutely not.
That restriction is
important. Basically, you will not get. Yeah, so the question is, do I have to go through the whole store certification process if I'm going to go through that? No. But then, remember, there are two sides to the coin. So then you, as your organization and your IT manager, you have to make sure that your developer is using all the recommended best practices, content compliance, passing it through the Windows certification kit. Very important to ensure the compatibility of the app for Windows vNext. All that now is the responsibility of the IT manager. So, but absolutely, no restriction in that manner. So this was about the delivery mechanism through store or through management tools, similar to what you have for your desktop applications. So that doesn't change. And when you know that, let's do a quick demo of it. Sorry. I want to show this self-service portal. So what I have done is I have this Windows RT NVIDIA Tegra 3 reference device from the PGA days. And I'm just going to fire this up. This is input 7. Great. And what you will see is I took this device, I went through in control panel, if you have your Surface, you can go and look up something called company apps. So you go through that wizard experience, connect to your backend management infrastructure once you have bought System Center or Windows Intune. And then once you have done that, you will get what we call as, in this case, Contoso Center, which is your self-service portal. So now, once you have gone through that process and the IT manager says, yes, this employee is in my organization based on authentication, he will push the right certificates, etc., that have been installed on this machine. And I, as an employee, I come in, and what I will see here is all the apps that are available to me as part of this organization. And there are two things here. Number one is there are apps like the expense approval app or some CRM app that is internal to my organization. I absolutely have that. But in addition to that, you are the IT manager and you want to say, I do not want my employee to go to 10 different places for different apps. Say, for example, I need an app that is available in the store, right? And I'm not going to rewrite that app, of course. So how can I make it available here itself? And this is where we offer what we call as deep links. And deep links, essentially, like if you look in here, we have Bing Maps. Now, this Bing Maps was not written by the Contoso Center. It is actually a deep link. When you click on it, it will take you to the Windows Store install location and get that app installed on your machine. So it's a one-stop shop, self-service portal for Contoso organization, or a Fabric app can have its own self-service portal just for itself without having to go through all those store restrictions and without being in the business of distributing the apps for your employees. In this case, I'm going to quickly take this Contoso approval app. The UI is changing. Beta of this is going to be released within the next few days. And by the end of calendar year, they release to web. So the UI will be very much similar by the time it releases to what you have in the Windows Store. So once you go and install this app, and the installation takes just a few seconds, just like any Windows Store app, and if I go back to my machine, you'll see that in a second, this app will show up on my machine. And this is the internal app that I got that I never got from the Windows Store. So, simple process. IT manager picks off the management infrastructure. The employee goes and enrolls this device. If you search for company apps through Control Panel, you'll find the wizard experience there. Connect to that management infrastructure. You get the Contoso Center installed on your machine, and then the employee is ready and starts to install the apps that he requires for his organization. So that was about the self-service portal. And with this knowledge and knowing that, yes, we can distribute line of business Windows Store apps, let's actually see what line of business apps you want to build as the Windows Store apps. And the conversation here essentially starts as follows. And I'm seeing this pattern like repeat almost every day now. First question is, I have this 100 line of business desktop and web applications. Which ones should I move them forward? And then, and the next question is, great, so now the Windows 8 new era of computing, touch-centric world. New form factors are coming, the fast and fluid nature of this user experience. How can I take advantage of this experience for my business and to improve the productivity of my employees? And this is where we start discovering the reimagining of the solutions for your business. So we'll go through each one of them and see what maps to even your scenario. Number one, existing desktop applications. And here, there are two things to ask. Number one, which scenarios makes sense to move to Windows Store apps? For example, if you say that you have a very complex application which requires like pixel perfect accuracy, like a CAD CAM application, or an IT department's an IT app which essentially requires administrative privileges on my machine, should I be moving those apps into the Windows Store apps? No. We are absolutely not here to say that you should be moving those kinds of apps to Windows Store apps. They should continue as your desktop apps, and that's the whole reason we offer the desktop apps in Windows Pro or Enterprise. However, if you figure out there are some scenarios, and we'll look at a few, that they make sense to move to the Windows Store apps, the question is, what design decisions do we take so that we move them appropriately into the new world? And it's about, I laid out my data in a particular format in my desktop app. I had all this Chrome in terms of context menus, command menus that I had. What happens to them in this touch-centric world? Or my single app was used by 3 or 4 or 5 personas, and so I had all these settings which I used to change so that the app adapts for me. What do I do about all those user experience decisions when I move them to Windows Store app? And what we have done is, and what I want to do here is, actually show you one of these apps. And, sorry. Who better to show that or show their experience than SAP? I'm sure we all have used their apps, and like we have used their desktop applications and their web applications. And probably we probably demand more out of their user experience. And the way SAP thinks about it is they started with this whole data-centric world. Then they provided enriched experiences through analytics, etc. And for them, this is the first time that they are moving forward where they are providing this immersive experiences which provides the best of both worlds, whether it's a data-centric world or this enriched analytics world. And I'll show you what that means for them. But again, as an example, like say you're using the CRM, Customer Relationship Management application from SAP. To get to an employee and to read his, get to a customer and to read his sales volume, what are you doing? You're going through one click after another click from organization to team to a particular customer, and then you're adding in filters to go and actually see the sales volume for a particular quarter. So there are so many page clicks that are happening as you move them forward. And we'll see that how, in the case of a modern business app, they're combining all those things provided through different applications into a single application. So we'll see that again in a minute. And these are some of the traditional UIs that you know and probably are aware of and probably are even using today. And we'll see how SAP has now moved from that world into this one, where the paging, as I said, you're clicking from one page to another page to the next section, all that goes away with simple scrolling. The lists with maps. Actually, let's see this app in action, so that will make a lot more sense of what I'm saying here. Great, so I come to my start screen here, and the app that I'm going to show from SAP is the financial fact sheet. And rather than having to click from one page to another, you now have a simple scrolling behavior to go to any customer that you want to. Next, you remember when you have to search for a particular customer, it's not showing up on the far right here to your resolution, but I just clicked on the map view. And you remember, like, if you have to search for a particular customer, you say some keywords and then search within 50 miles radius or search within 200 miles radius. See how simple it's becoming. As I am using semantic zoom kind of capabilities, and I'm moving here, at the left, my customer list is getting filtered out automatically. So I'm no more using the mouse, clicking at 10 different places, do all those filters to get to the right customer. Combining the touch with the geolocation capabilities, in this case, I switched off knowing my current location, but you switch it off, and then you will be pointing to that location and all the customers beside you. You move them around, and all the customers in that specific area of what you are seeing will be filtered out. So again, my point is the experience becomes so much more simpler with the touch and this scrolling behavior than what you had with SAP. And they are laying out the same information in a way. For example, it's the same customer snapshot that, okay, where is my customer? I can do simple filters like who is my critical customer. And semantic zoom, again, works beautifully here. You want to switch from one customer to another? Again, how many clicks you did before for the navigation purposes? And how are you doing it in this new world? That's the difference between the old and this new world. And one thing I really like from them is, like, again, say filter based on sales volume. And this is where they combine the data-enriched world, showing a lot of data, with the analytics world, where I do a simple semantic zoom, and I can see the sales volume just simple as analytics. So imagine, like, I'm sure you have scenarios where you can now, for your managers or as dashboards, you want to show a lot of data. And how simple it becomes to provide all this data in simple, compact, and approachable form for your audience or for your employees, and how much productivity it improves for your employees. So this is the financial fact sheet application. I'll go back. You click on any customer. Again, this is what we call as a hub view. Again, the scroll is available. You go into any particular section. You can know all the details. Go into the sales order, all the invoices, everything available. So through it's a touch, paging, semantic zoom, all combining to improve the experience. So this is about the SAP's financial fact sheet. The next application that I'll show you is their interview assistant. Now, interview assistants or the interview process and the recruiting process, as we know, is a long one, a lot of steps involved. And again, they have tried to simplify that using this Windows Store app. So in this case, for example, hey, there are a couple of, as a recruiter, these are the candidates that I have to go and review. I can click on any one of them. I can see their resumes. I can click on it, and this will open the PDF document. It opened in my desktop mode, but I can continue here forward. I can also take actions, such as I can rate this candidate as appropriate, show on the map, just like the geolocation capabilities that you know of, or I can evaluate the candidate to add whatever data I want to about him as part of the interview process. So these are the two applications that SAP has built for or that we saw here. But going forward, these are the following applications that SAP is going to be releasing. All of them will be released before the end of this calendar year. And you can see that how SAP, such a big ISV, is betting big on Windows Store apps because they see the value, and they see the big gap between the desktop world in terms of productivity and how and the new world in Windows Store and how it helps provide or bring value to the business. So this is about SAP, and these are some of the design, in terms of the design, like how are you using the scrolling behavior, touch, geolocation, camera, semantic zoom behaviors for your business applications. But in addition to that, so that was about the design problems. So we started with understanding some scenarios that make sense for Windows Store apps and some which do not. Then we talked about the design decisions that help your that will help the developers and the designers within your organization to provide the best-in-class applications. Now let's talk about the development platform. And the question is, okay, I have this complex application, and I see value and how it will improve productivity into the new world. But can I provide all that capability that I had in my desktop application into this new world through this WinRT platform? I'm sure you all have seen this slide at least once in last 1 year. Today, let's actually see the power of this slide. Let's see how we are taking the comprehensive platform that we have provided here and how partners are taking and moving their existing desktop applications to the Windows 8, Windows Store world. And for that, who better to do than one of the big ISVs that we know and probably have been using their apps almost every day, the GoToMeeting one? Let's invite Ben Schreiber, the director at Citrix. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Kushal.
I'll just switch you over 1 second. So actually, do you want to quickly start with the app demos?
Yeah, why don't we start with the... let's do the slides first.
Okay. The clicker is there. The clicker?
The clicker, yeah. Yes, the clicker. Okay, so how many of you know who Citrix is? Oh, good. We like that. Citrix has been in the business of delivering applications and desktops to users for a really long time. We've been partnering with Citrix since long before I started with the company, and our core business is built around companies who have either legal or IT requirements that everything needs to remain in the data center. As we move forward, customers want to have more mobility, and we think that the Windows 8 style apps are a great way to deliver desktops and apps as we go forward. So, the first of our apps is Citrix Receiver. And if you've been using Citrix at all, you know Receiver from the last several years. And we've been working on a Windows 8. Windows 8 style version of it for the last several months. Kushal and I have gotten to be very good friends during this process, and going to give you a quick demo of that. In a perfect world, we would be demoing Outlook, since there is no Outlook on the Windows RT tablet, and a lot of people like to use that. But the demo gods were not favorable this morning when we decided to do this, so we're going to demo Word.
So what's happening here, making sure I understand, Ben. So basically, you have the Citrix receiver, and all these apps that we are seeing here are running in the back-end data center.
Correct.
And now you're going to launch one of these apps, which is going to run remotely,
yep.
but using the WinRT platform and the development platform that we have, you're able to provide that capability natively as if it's running locally
on the
machine.
That's correct.
Got it.
That's correct.
Great.
Now, these four apps are apps that I have chosen out of the in a typical data center. Well, for instance, at Citrix, we have over 100 apps available to be served up, and I only have four that I care about, so I've selected these so I don't have to look at all 100 of them, and I'm going to pick on.
I think we'll have to launch this again.
Uh-oh.
1 second.
We have a broken Word.
Yeah.
Kushal can drive his machine a lot better than I can.
Great.
Okay, let's try this again. So we'll start Word, and it will come up, and poof, now we're in Word, and we can type just like it's a local app, but it's displaying, it's running in a data center someplace and displaying locally here. To move this, to close on Receiver is about, for the desktop, is about 3 million lines of code, and we moved all 3 million of those over, built a new Windows 8 style user interface on it, and it's in the store today as a tech preview, and we're targeting releasing that by the end of the year.
Cool. That's great. So what's the next app that you want to show us, Ben, today?
The next app is GoToMeeting.
Okay, so GoToMeeting, again, we all know, have been using this app. And that's a desktop application, and you are going to show us the Windows Store version of it.
Yep. GoToMeeting is...
I just need to enter the credentials. 1 second.
GoToMeeting is an app that many of us are very familiar with, I hope. And...
there are one other callers on the call.
I have an assistant over on the side of the room here, and we are looking at his desktop. He's the presenter. Can you move the mouse around a little bit for us? Do something interesting. Cool. And we should be able to hear as well.
Can we hear?
Ben?
Yep.
Perfect.
So, and Ben, again, this is great, right? Because like in the previous app, we saw all the networking and the SSL and all the security aspects of our WinRT platform, which allowed you to get this app here. Now, in this case, with GoToMeeting, we are seeing the video. In this case, the snap view. Still, you're in the snap view, and you're still seeing the video running, the desktop sharing. Great. So that's awesome. And then can this app, can we listen to the audio even when this app is in the background?
Absolutely.
Can we get that? Let's get this app in the background.
All right.
Can we still get the audio of this?
Can you
hear me now? There is some echo.
With feedback.
There's some echo. But that's the point, right? You are going to provide a lot of business applications through Windows Store apps. But at the same time, if you are providing it through this tablet, you want to make sure that the existing applications, the day-to-day activities that this employee is doing, can continue to work forward. And now, if he has Citrix Receiver, so he gets a lot of Office and other applications, he's now getting GoToMeeting, and we have Link, for example. So all of that now through his tablet, and even if he's doing multitasking, the GoToMeeting continues to work as is with video, snap view, all of those capabilities. So that's the power, that you can get your existing desktop applications absolutely moved forward in terms of design and in terms of the development platform and the functionality that you are known and want to have it from any on any tablet. So So that's essentially
Absolutely.
About
Absolutely. Now, those are both apps that Citrix has brought over from the desktop. The third app that I'd like to show you is a new app called Zen App Manager. And this is designed to deal with the problem that IT administrators aren't sitting at their desk 24 hours a day. Sometimes they actually like to go out and have dinner and sit at home and play on their Xbox or whatever. And, of course, the user problems always happen at those times rather than when they're at their desk. And in the past, the administrator would have to get out their laptop and connect in and bring up a graphical app that was not as nice to look at as this and find the session and kill it when the user said their session was stuck. But now with this app, that when they're playing on their Xbox, they can just pick up their tablet with a few keystrokes that I'll show you in a second. They can go kill the offending session, and the user can go and be productive again.
So in this case, Ben, like just making sure I understand. So this is a remote data center, and now I'm managing that data center through a simple tablet.
Yep.
Through a simple Windows Store apps.
Yep.
And it can connect to all those machines. And as you said, I can go and disconnect or log off people directly from here. Let's actually do that.
Disconnect or deal with other issues.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we're going to look at one of the farms here. And we see we've got three users that are down. And Matthew just called me and said that he's got a problem. So we are going to log his session off. And it will disappear. And he can now log in again and do his work. Now, sometimes in a very large farm, you see we've got a lot of users on this farm. It's kind of difficult to find somebody. So we have some ways to look at the users by grouping them by their username.
Semantic Zoom, of course, we saw that.
Or by the app that they're running, or by the state that they're in.
Cool.
And we can zoom back out to the
cool. Semantic
to the
zoom
farm. Yep. We can also do semantic zoom. It's all great stuff.
Cool. So this is essentially a couch admin scenario available through Windows Store app.
Yep.
Cool. That's awesome. And tell us, like, when are these apps going to be released?
So released. They are going to come out very, very soon. Citrix Receiver, we're on the final glide path to getting that out. It'll be out before the end of the year. GoToMeeting, we're targeting the end of the year as well. And the Zen App Manager will be out in Q1. We also have a couple other apps in development that we're not ready to show, but you'll be seeing those very soon as well.
Cool. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Ben, for your
Thanks,
time.
Michelle.
Thank you so much. So my goal here was to talk about two things, right? That if you have your existing desktop applications, let's not think that all of them need to be moved forward. There are few which absolutely make sense to move forward. So let's think about, in your business and in your case, what those scenarios are. And once you do, the SAP scenario should have given you a good idea that how you can take your scenario and design the app such that for that particular persona, like it's a salesperson, how can we provide the best-in-class experience in terms of providing the data. And finally, the development platform. Not to worry here saying that, I have this complex scenario. In terms of design, I'm sure it can improve a lot of productivity. But can I move the functionality? Absolutely. Yes. You can take that existing desktop application and move that. And like we have seen two complex, the Citrix Receiver and GoToMeeting. They are complex applications. And if they can move to a Windows Store app, I'm sure there are a lot of other scenarios that can absolutely do so in your case as well. So that was about the existing scenarios. Then the question comes, okay, that's great. Let's now think about how can I take advantage of this new form factors, the tablets that are available, the Surface RT, the touch-centric world that the Windows Store apps provide, or the fast and fluid nature, the longer battery life of the devices. How can I take advantage of those scenarios for my application or for my business? And typically, what we are seeing right now as we work with partners are the following scenarios. Number one, starting with point of sale system. We are working with a lot of retail partners where the traditional model was what? The customer walks up to the checkout counter and then he checks out, pays and leaves. Now we have so many retail partners who are coming to us and saying, we want our customer service representative with this tablet. So he comes, he's coming in and going to the customer, saying, okay, what are the things that you want to buy? And let's check you out directly from this device. And so that's a new model that they are thinking about. So this happens also, by the way, for the cashless cabin scenario for airline companies. We are working with two or three of such airline companies who are going to roll out the Windows Store app for their cashless cabin on the flights. The second one is product catalogs. This is across the industries. Like, we have so many examples where partners are saying, we want our salespeople to have that advanced user experience that the Windows Store provides. And still, it is very human-like when they are interacting with the clients. It's not where I'm going with a bulky laptop and trying to interact with the client as I'm taking notes, I'm providing him information through the catalogs. It's very human when you are taking that tablet and a Windows Store apps, a beautiful user experience to them, and it helps them make the necessary sales. Workflow management. And this is where we have a construction company with whom we are working, so that the construction worker and the inspection manager can coordinate the activities that are happening during construction. We have a company where a factory floor manager is using a Windows Store app, simple tablet, to go and decide that, okay, after step one, how am I coordinating all the activities happening? How am I taking care of any alerts, warnings that are coming up? The next scenario that we are seeing a lot of is the dashboard. And this is where the managers come and say that, okay, there is the Windows 8 experience and great tablets that are coming. How can we leverage that so that, as a manager, I'm consuming a lot of data in a very short amount of time? Let's see how I can present that data to you in a very simple and usable manner. So we are seeing a lot of that experience through the dashboards. A lot of those scenarios coming as dashboards. This one is very interesting, the monitoring and action. We have an auto racing company where essentially they are using this app now to monitor the performance of the car and to fine-tune it as they are making the laps. And this is a very high-performance app. So like the laps are finishing in 30, 35 seconds. So as the lap finishes, a lot of data is coming. I want to consume that and immediately take the next action to fine-tune the performance of the car. All that Windows Store app on a simple tablet for the pit crew, very valuable for them. And the final one is the field applications, like a lot of customer relationship management apps or for doing the daily business activities. We are seeing a lot of apps now moving to Windows Store app than the traditional desktop or web applications. Let's actually see one of these field applications in action. And the one that I plan to show today is from Highland. Highland is an enterprise content management ISV, and this app they have built for their client is for the claim inspectors, or claim professionals, who are going to assess the claim at that site and take appropriate actions. And for them, like some of the things that are very important is, number one, how soon are they responding to the claim after the claim has been made? It's a huge workflow. Claim inspection is just one part of the workflow. So how soon is the professional coming in, doing the claim assessment, and moving it forward? Then the second thing was the offline access, meaning there is a disaster, storms come, and then there is no power, so internet connection, of course, is a distant dream. So in that case, how can this claim professional still go in, do the claim assessment, enter in all the data that is required, and move the claim forward once the internet connection comes, as soon as the internet connection comes back? So like those two or three reasons were very important for this application, and let's see actually this app in action now. So I'm going to come in here. The app is called OnBase Claim Adjusters app. Lifetime, it immediately is telling me that how many claims I have got to go and process. I'm going to log in here. And essentially, this application is using the same backend that is being used by their desktop, by their web applications, or by other mobile platforms. nothing was changed in terms of the data access or in terms of the authentication that was required for the Windows Store. So number one, you now have, as soon as the claim adjuster comes in, he has a good view of what are the claims that he has to assess. Semantic Zoom absolutely works great. And this is essentially a workflow. New claims, pended by adjuster, work complete, and then move forward. So I come into the new claims, and search, etc., search charm works great. I'm not going to show that. I'm going to actually go into one of these claims. And for me, one thing I wanted to get across here was, when we think about Windows Store apps and for business, there is a lot of perception that it's all about just consumption. I just want to consume data. And that's the only reason you should have a Windows Store app on the tablet, and no other reason that you want to move your desktop app to Windows Store app. In this case, it's actually more than that, and we'll take a look at it. So I was talking to you the response times and making them as minimal as possible. So you click on this address, and it immediately takes you to the location where you have to go. Integration with Bing Maps helps them. They can just type in the address, and they exactly get where they have to get to. So that's number one. So from the back end, load balancing is happening, and they are being told where they have to get to. And this helps them with Bing Maps and geolocation capabilities, helps a claim assessor that, okay, he knows where he has to get to in the minimal possible location. He can see what are the other claims around me that he has to get to. Hopefully this comes up in a second. If not, let's move forward. Let's move forward. That's fine. Let's actually start it again. It's coming in here. And as I said, you can go in. You're inspecting a location. You might want to take photos. So absolutely, you get that capability. You have seen that in a lot of apps. The second thing, as I said, the offline access is so important, right? And this is what they don't get in other platforms. I'm doing things in an offline manner. So probably I have some scanned documents, or I get some other photos from them. This is where I can go in and access my hard drive and get the files and whatever I have stored when the internet connection was not there, and upload them now rather than having to wait for the connection to come. Everything in a very secure manner. So this is a great advantage for them, able to access the file system. And the final thing is, more than data consumption, this app was also about adding or inputting data into the application, so that the claim adjuster is saying, okay, I assess this location, these are the related documents that I'm attaching, I'm going to go in and add some notes. Of course, the pen works here great. I can say inspect it. I don't know if this works, but yep, I have inspected this location. Again, and imagine how simple it becomes when you are looking at, when you're working with a tablet and you're just using a pen and writing things down and moving things forward. So that's the power of a Windows Store app in this new touch-centric world. So that was about this app, I think. And the last thing, of course, you can do is you can say tasks. Now, do you want to take this app into the next stage? Probably yes. You can approve the app, enter the credentials, and this app will move from the first stage to the next stage of that workflow. So we saw offline access capabilities. We saw the form filling that has been used by this application. Not a lot of form filling in this case, but we are seeing a lot of apps that do have more than a lot of form filling into them. So that's pretty much it about this application. So that's pretty much about this Highland software and simple forms. We saw camera, geolocation, live and secondary tiles, all very important for this employee, on the field employee, to improve his productivity and do the business activities that he's expected of in a minimal possible manner. The next app, the next scenario is a monitoring and action. I talked to you about the auto racing company scenario. In this case, I'm going to talk about Greenway Medical, another big ISV in the healthcare sector. And the reason I chose this app is, typically, we know, right? Like, how much time does it take to write a line of business desktop application? And then in the healthcare space, probably months. These guys were able to write this app or move their web application into this new world in 6 weeks. And this is not a prototype 6 weeks. They got it into the store after passing all the compliance, security, all those requirements within 6 weeks. And today this app is available in the store. So that's the power. Again, the platform provides you so that you can provide those existing desktop and web applications. And the porting is not that difficult, where it's going to take you months and years. It's just a matter of, in this case, a few weeks. And let's actually see what they built in last 6 weeks. The application is, The application is Greenway Prime Mobile. I come in here. Again, connecting to the existing systems, no change required, just for Windows Store app, using the same authorization and authentication mechanisms. And once I do that, I will come to as a nurse or as a doctor's patient view. I can see what appointments exist today and a few days later. Semantic Zoom, of course, works. It's not working right now. Okay, great. So it worked. Semantic Zoom works. And then I can say that, okay, I want to go and assess or monitor or go and take this appointment with a particular patient. And again, I remember, right? Like when I still go to my doctor, the way it works is the nurse is carrying this laptop this way, and then she's taking some notes and then moving things forward. But now imagine, right? Like this experience provided on the tablet where everything is available through scroll. I'm not moving, I'm not taking 10, 15, 20 clicks to go from one section of the inspection or clinical study to the next section. I'm just moving using semantic zoom directly from one section to another. So scrolling, touch scrolling, semantic zoom, all of this are helping the nurse to do her job better and actually be able to interact with my patient, because I see a lot of times the nurse and the doctors are entering something and trying to figure out where they have to go through navigating 10 different deep links. Imagine how simple it becomes for them now using a Windows Store app. So these are some of the business scenarios which probably even make sense in your case. And this app, we can do a couple of things here. You can add vitals, and as soon as you add them here, essentially the chart controls come into play. And for the doctor, he's not reading all those textual things. For him, everything is available in the in the chart form, so he knows immediately that what's happening with the patient and what he wants to do as the next possible steps. And the pen control absolutely works here, just like the store app, just like the Highland app. But again, the point is, as much for the doctor, probably it is about consumption. For the nurse, it is about adding in data, and this app still provides you all those capabilities in a simple and efficient manner through touch, through pen, and on a tablet. So that is about the monitoring and actions scenario, Greenway Medical. As I said, this app is available in the store. You can search for it and probably try it for yourself. And these are some of the reasons that I wanted to show this app to you guys. And the biggest one is, of course, know that you do not have to take months to now write a line of business app. The platform is helping you port, whether it's your web application, your WPF application, in probably a matter of 6 weeks in this case. The final app that I want to talk today is the dashboard scenario. Now, there I was talking to you a few minutes ago about for a manager showing beautiful chart controls of the daily sales volume, what the quarterly things are, and reports. And there are great controls provided by Telerik or SyncFusion that we can go and use for them. In this case, I'm going to show an app written by NASDAQ, and the application name is Director's Desk. It's a boardroom portal used by the board members for accessing the information about the company and collaborating with the board members. It's already used, by the way, this application, not the Windows Store app, but this the director's desk is used by 22,000 board members, one of the first boardroom portals written ever. And what I want to show with this app is the difference between the web application that they have and the Windows Store app. And remember, like, what they have done with this web application is not bad. Like, they follow the traditional model, what has been advised to them, and what we all know and are used to. So, for example, I come in here. This is what I get. When I go to directorstest.com, this is what I get. A client login and more information about it, right? Now, let's see what I get when I scroll over here. I have a lifestyle which is telling me that I have a board, that I have a vote due. Now, I have not logged in, so it's not revealing the information that I have a vote due for this particular shareholder resolution. But I already now know that I have some action item to take. Now, this is what this lifestyle's help. Probably, I understand, there are security considerations that you have. But still, look at the way our partners are taking advantage of it, still to incite the right steps from the employees or from the board members or from the executives to move things forward. This is the power of the lifestyles in a way for me. So I come in here, I log in. And actually, before I log in, let's actually log in also to the web application. And let's see the difference of what we get. So I logged in. Quickly enter my code. This is the view we get. We are pretty much used to this view, right? Like a grid view telling me when is the meeting, when are the next few board meetings in this fiscal year, where are they, and what are they about. We are pretty much used to this kind of table view, the bar at the top to navigate from one place to another. We know this. We have been used to this. Now let's see what they have in the Windows Store app. So let's come in here. I'm going to log in. And this is what I get. I get all my contacts at the Contoso. This is the Contoso board. So I get all my contacts there. I can see all my previous meetings that I've had. And I can also see, for example, what my next few meetings are. Semantic Zoom, absolutely beautifully tells me that when are the next few meetings going to be held. This is the difference. What you saw in that web application, a simple table, and this is what you are seeing here on a Windows Store app. So let's actually go into one of these meetings. And again, the hub view, as I said, the geolocation capabilities, where it tells me exactly where this meeting is going to be held. I know the passcode, all that information easily. And one of the best things I like about this app is, if you have used now, I'm sure you guys have tried a few Windows Store apps, and probably one of them required a PDF document to be opened. And the way that PDF document was opened was using a PDF reader. So you went out of the app, and then you are doing Control Tab from going from your original app to the PDF reader and back. In this case, these guys have embedded that PDF document within my application itself. So I have my PDF document here. This is a PowerPoint presentation. All of it within the app itself. That's the best part here. And then they don't stop here. As I said, line of business apps, as much about consumption as it is about addition of data. So what does a board member want to do? He's probably not going to be filling forms or entering reams of text. He wants to do simple things. And again, let's see what they have provided. So for example, I can come in here. But I can do this marking, where I can say that, okay, these are some things I might want to discuss. Or I can say that, okay, let's actually do a mark using a circle or whatever you want, so that these are the things that you might want to discuss during the board meeting. You can also click on tab here, and you can say that, okay, I want to annotate this as something I want to discuss. And I save this. And all of my notes are now available into this PDF document stored. They're all going back into the backend. So I'm able to add annotations into my PDF all within my same app. Like you have seen the PDF documents already opened outside. We are opening them here adding on annotations and then saving them all within the app itself. So that's, again, for your business scenario, that's probably a lot of applicability that you have here. So that's about it. That's my final demo here. Few things that we saw here. Form editing with PDF, with pen on a PDF. You could have used pen as well. I just used a finger. Geolocation, lifestyles. This app is going through certification right now, so it should be available in the store very, very soon. You can try it out. And yeah, this is the reason why you want to build a line of business application as a Windows Store app. That's pretty much it. I will open the floor now for questions. Thank you so much. Yes.
We have a situation in an enterprise healthcare organization that we want to use RT tablets as like a kiosk that patients and potentially physicians and nurses can get in. Is it possible to remote into those devices to manage, to say something screwed up and we want to restart the machine or restart the application?
That's true. So the question is essentially they want some form of kiosk scenario with the RT device. The Windows Intune provides a limited amount of management. They can do force restarts also remotely. So that might be one option that you might want to consider. And for kiosk in itself, again, the question is, two or three things that we can talk about here. If it's not Windows RT, x86-64 tablets, group policies are working great. We have actually a partner who did a 17,000 people conference on the RTM bits for the kiosk scenario. There is another embedded team that is building the kiosk scenario very soon, that is going to work also for Windows RT very soon. So that might be another option. And finally, as I said, Windows Intune, you might want to check if how much control it provides you and is that enough for you, probably. Cool? Thank you. Yes? As I said, on x86-64, the group policies, absolutely, you can use App Locker and all those things to do that. On Windows RT, it becomes a bit tricky. You probably won't be able to do as much as you want in this scenario. Any other questions? Yes?
On paid apps, you showed that there was some deep link.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so the question is essentially like the Bing Maps essentially is a free app, so you can absolutely get it. But again, if there is a paid app that is available in the store, it's pretty much where you and the ISV works out probably a volume licensing agreement. And we give like good APIs to tell you, like receives the application specific hardware ID, which will tell you what machines are running this app, how many users are using this app. So then between the ISV and you, you figure out that this is the licensing agreement we have, and this is how we pay you based on the usage. So you can do that kind of model. So, okay? Cool. Thank you so much, guys. I'm running out of cards. There's just a few left. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. I'll be happy to answer them, maybe explore some of the business scenarios that make sense for you guys, and we can talk about them. Thank you so much.